Our next speaker is Maria Martinez, and she's going to be speaking about experiences on integrated nutrition management and horticulture systems in Chile.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. As mentioned before, I present the experiences or some experiences in integrated nutrition management in horticulture system in Chile. All of us know, Chile is the main exporter of fruit or other horticulture products from Latin America, and the economy is based on agri industry. But they have many problems in fertilization, and it's an important issue due to different biotic factors, diagnostic tools, and efficiency of nitrogen fertilizers. In Chile, we have many spatial variability. For example, here we have organic matter content. The low rate of organic matter is, or the media in the Central Valley is around 2%, and enough nitrogen available for different crops. This spatial variability is also related with the biomass of plants. We have different type of biomass here related with hard texture soils and low and poor root systems, and also with better biomass, better textures, and of course better root systems. With this problematic, we said, okay, we have problems, but also we have the tools. And we promote since 10 years ago in Chile, the concept integral nutrition management. This is a concept in which we try to integrate the technologies that the producer have available with the better tools for or to design and apply the best nutrition programs. This program or this integral nutrition management is based on precision agriculture tools, especially for diagnostic and follow up all of the practices that the producer do in his field. High efficiency fertilizer applications, organic matter. We have many types of organic matter, manure, fresh, mature, etc. And also humic substances that could be used in this integral nutrition management. And microbial biostimulants, especially site-specific microorganisms. This is another option, of course, for the import products based on microorganisms. The first experience that I want to show is in Parral, in Chile, in the south of Chile, in rice, in 2008. We can observe a spatial variability in terms of rice residue, the high rice residue, and available phosphorus and nitrogen. And here, for the first time in Chile, we talk about the beta-glucosidase activity. You can see here we have the high rate of residues and the low beta-glucosidase activity. So this was the first time that we talk about the relation between enzymatic activity and another chemical or something that the producer could see in his field. The second approach was in a table grape, Thompson seedless. This is a field experiment in 2010. And we organized a randomized design using four carbon rates and four nitrogen rates in combination with microbial inoculant site-specific development. This is the means that we isolate microorganisms from the soil and reapply this microbial biostimulant as a formulated product. In this case, we see, okay, we need four different carbon rates and we have different options. But the producer have in his field the same options too. They don't need to buy the carbon outside. And we organized for the producer a very good compost process, composting processes. That was the first time or the first step to organize this integrated nutrition management in the field. And as a variables, we follow many different variables, but soil organic matter and water soluble carbon was two very important variables related to this soil organic carbon that is very important for us. Why? Because, of course, as everybody knows, carbon is the source of energy for the microorganisms and input in the biodiversity. We can see here, increasing the carbon rate, increase also the soil organic matter, either or more when the microbial inoculant was applied, and here with or using humic substances as a carbon source. Another variable property that we follow up was the root density. It was very important because in pot experiments and in field experiments, we followed the root density and was a very special property. And we can see also increasing the carbon rate applied as a compost or as a humic substances increase also the root density in the system, especially when or in those treatments with inoculants or microbial inoculants. So this is a result of the promotion of the bacteria's use. As we can see in this experiment, the beta glucosidase along the time as a very good indicator, the enzymatic activity change, and the not change in the first 6 months, but after that, after the first year and 18 years, and now we continue this experiment, this enzymatic activity show a very good indicator. And at the end, in this experiment, we try to combine or try to follow the what happened with the yield. You can see here the yield in general increase with the carbon rate increase too. But here I want to show your attention here to call your attention because the exportable yield increase also with the carbon rate. It's not only the nitrogen rate as many producers think that is the most important. Carbon rate is very important to promote, obviously, their root system, to promote the microbial diversity in soil, and to promote the nutrient cycling. That is one of the things that we try to do with this integral nutrition management programs. The third example is was in Peru. This tree was located in one fundo that is 200 hectares. And fruits for exportation, and pears has planted in 1976. We evaluated integral nutrition management versus control, and here the difference is just in compost and the carbon rate that they use in a randomized design. Again, we follow many different variables, but root density was one of the special variables where we can see high differences or statistical differences between the treatments with compost in this case and without compost. The trees, the biomass of trees change during the time, and we use as a property to follow this biomass the normalized difference vegetation index, the NDVI, was very good and very easy to follow this. This is a followed by precision or sensor, and it was very good as indicator too for show to the to producers that it's possible to recover biomass and recover all plants that they maybe could cut for the next season. Beta glucosidase activity in soil was also a very good indicator and correlate with those properties that we follow in field or in every aerial part of the plant. And the last experiment that I want to show you today was in Tangerine, very tango, in south of Chile too. We here evaluated the humic substances extracted from compost, mature compost from grape pumice obtained in the same place, and four different nitrogen rates and microbial biostimulants too, and the potential activity, beta glucosidase, and water-soluble carbon are the best and easier indicators of changes during this integral nutrition management. This here you can see with macrobial inoculum, the beta glucosidase exhibit statistically differences, and also the water-soluble carbon. And the correlation was a very good correlation between the dehydrogenase enzymatic activity or potential activity with beta glucosidase, say as well as organic matter versus phosphorus, for example, and beta glucosidase and water soluble carbon. As a conclusion, with many different experiences, you can see on Wednesday in the poster presentation another experiences about integral nutrition management in another horticulture systems. We think that to improve soil fertility and fruit quality, especially, we need to use a proper diagnostic tools. We have many tools, not so expensive for the producers, and we can use tools to, from precision agriculture or soil pigs, to follow up different experimental conditions, for example, or application of organic matter, etc. Use of organic matter is the second point, very important to promote, to improve the fertility in soils. Our soils in Chile are very poor in organic matter content, but also we have as a, some lecture was this morning talked that here they have, or I can't remember where, soils with a high or more than 40% of organic matter. We have also soils, but very poor in terms of fertility because the organic matter is completely blocked and it's not available for the root and for the microorganisms. So we need to use very good compost. The people need to know about compost quality and maturity and what is the indicators about that. And also the humic substances that it's a fashion in Latin America. Everybody produces humic substances. Everybody talk about the fulvic and humic acids, but we need to know the contents of carbon and the contents of available carbon in those products. The third point is the efficient nitrogen fertilizers. We have many tools, for example, the nitrification inhibitors and molecules that could be used in agriculture and the producers use to keep nitrogen longer or more time in the soil. And the microbial biostimulant that we have many products in Latin America, comes from US, from Europe, from the same Latin America, but we can also produce our proper site-specific microbial biostimulants. This is the first part of the conclusion. The second part is how the producer could follow up his own practices. It's important to educate, to inform about that we have the traditional chemical and physical properties to follow in soil, but it exists another techniques and another indicators as an enzymatic activity, as an NDVA, for example, or the carbon content of, from humic and fulvic acid to follow the application of organic matter in soil. Thank you very much.